This news update's being brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. The GST Michigan Works will host two career-focused events at their Bad Axe Service Center at 614 North Port Crescent Street. The first event on Monday, November 3rd from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. will guide participants through creating a LinkedIn account and leveraging the platform for job searching. Amber Haig, a recruiting expert from Bay City, will lead a session demonstrating how to effectively navigate LinkedIn. Attendees are encouraged to bring a resume with professional headshots available on site. The second event, geared towards veterans seeking guidance on career opportunities, takes place on Monday, November 10th from 10 a.m. till noon. That's in partnership with the Bad Axe Veteran Affairs Office. Veterans in Huron County can gain information on job resources and available support. Both events are designed to support local job seekers with practical tools and information. Cass River Pet Friends and Thumb Animal Shelter received a grant from the Meyer Store in Bad Axe, Michigan, after applying earlier this year. Both organizations express their gratitude and honor at being selected, especially in light of the ongoing financial challenges faced by animal rescues and shelters, which have seen a drop in donations and a rise in the number of homeless animals. The grant is expected to provide significant help for animals in both counties served by the organizations. Special thanks were given to Dean, Chris, and Kathy for their dedication to animal care, as well as to Lavender for aiding in the grant application process. A Marlette man was badly hurt in a car versus moped crash Friday morning in Oliver Township, Huron County. The collision occurred at 7:15 a.m. on Elkton Road near Canberra Road, where a northbound Chevy Cobalt struck a moped operated by 41-year-old Roy Hill. Authorities say Hill, who was commuting to work in Pigeon area, suffered serious injuries and was taken to Shurer Hospital, then airlifted to an out-of-county facility. The car's 21-year-old driver from Bay City was not injured. Preliminary investigation suggests moped's visibility in the darkness may have been a factor, and whether its taillight was functioning still remains under review. Multiple agencies responded, and the crash remains under investigation by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. And we'll return right after this.
Stop into Ortis Ford, where the prices are falling and the lot is full of hot deals. Lease a 2025 Escape ST Line all-wheel drive for 3 years for $339 per month, with $2,529 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Explorer Active with leather for 3 years for $409 per month, with $2,149 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 Bronco Big Ben 4-door for 3 years for $399 per month with $2,229 due at signing. No security deposit required. Lease a 2025 F-150 XLT Crew Hybrid for 3 years for $329 per month with $3,179 due at signing. No security deposit required. Don't miss out before these deals are done. Current deals end November 3rd. Leases are with 10,500 miles per year using a plan pricing and include all factory rebates.
And we're back. A federal judge has ordered the Trump administration to keep funding the SNAP food assistance program, impacting 1 in 8 Americans. The decision arrives amid growing food insecurity and uncertainty over federal support. Advocacy groups praise the move, citing its importance for vulnerable communities. The government is now tasked with rapidly delivering aid, and debate persists in Congress over SNAP funding reforms. Many Americans express relief that food aid will continue for now. And President Donald Trump will host Bashar al-Assad, Syria's president, in a historic White House visit set for November the 10th. Officials say this meeting is part of efforts to strengthen diplomatic ties. The engagement has drawn international attention given past hostilities. Sources note the encounter is not yet formally announced. Analysts are watching for outcomes on Middle East peace initiatives. Further details are expected in the coming days. And that's been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. And by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment's locally driven.
Are you in the market for a new tractor? Now's the time to thank John Deere and Tri-County Equipment. Huge savings and low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Now's the perfect time to save big on a new John Deere compact utility tractor with 0% financing up to 84 months. That's right, no matter the size, John Deere has the tractor for you. Select 1E, 2R, and 3D compact tractors are available with 0% financing for 72 months. You can also get 0% financing for 72 months on the 1025R compact utility tractor. John Deere Select Hero 1023E, 3025D, 3025E, and 4044M tractors are 0% financing for 84 months. These offers are only valid till November 2nd, 2025. So visit your nearest Tri-County Equipment location today and take advantage of these incredible deals before they're gone.
This is Scotty Wadsworth from Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. With 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Carroll, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.